With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. The Pentagon sending 3,000 more active duty troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth has ordered elements of a Stryker Brigade combat team and a General Support Aviation Battalion for that mission. FedEx cargo plane making an emergency landing earlier today in New Jersey after a bird strike caused an engine fire. The plane did land safely. There were no injuries. A senior Hamas official says no progress has been made in the latest round of talks, that on a second phase of the ceasefire between Israel and the Palestinian terrorist group. President Trump saying that he will issue a complete pardon for Pete Rose. He will sign that pardon, he says, quote, over the next few weeks. This is SRN News.
During an FBI search for classified documents, were loaded onto the presidential plane. In a statement, the president said justice finally won out and that the items will someday be part of the Trump presidential library. He was ultimately indicted on charges of hoarding classified records and obstructing the FBI, but the case was dismissed last summer. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Well, the latest incident at an airport, FedEx cargo plane making an emergency landing today at a New Jersey airport after a bird strike caused an engine fire. Plane did land safely at Newark Liberty International Airport. Officials say there are no reports of any injuries. This is SRN News. Well, flooding in Kentucky and West Virginia bringing Samaritan's Purse in to help.
The high water, followed in some places by heavy snow, has hammered a number of small rural communities, and the Giant Christian Relief Ministry is providing aid. The base of operations is First Baptist Church in Pikeville, Kentucky, and volunteers are being urged to visit the Samaritan's Purse website to sign up. More than 20 people were killed by the flooding in Kentucky, and roads were washed out there and in southern West Virginia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawsuit by 17 states challenging federal rules entitling workers to time off and other accommodations for abortions may proceed. A decision by the Eighth Circuit Court reverses the Eastern District's dismissal of the case in June due to a lack of standing. Led by Republican state attorneys general in Tennessee and Arkansas, the states had sued the EEOC. This is SRN News. Seven planets gracing the sky at the end of February in what's known as a planetary parade.
These planetary hangouts happen when several planets appear to line up in the night sky at once. They're not in a straight line, but they're close together on one side of the sun. The astronomical link-up is fairly common and can happen at least every year depending on the number of planets. A parade of four or five planets visible to the naked eye happens every few years, according to NASA.
Well, Czech cold weather swimmers have set a new world record. It is the largest polar bear dip ever. A total of 2,461 people took part in the attempt in Northwest Czech Republic. Now, the previous record was 1,799, set 10 years ago in Poland. For the record to be recognized, though, they have to wear the bathing suits, be in the waist-deep water, and stay there at least 1 minute. More details at srnnews.com.